You are listening to a Mom Forum recap episode. Here's where I share my own thoughts and personal experiences relating back to the previous episode. Be sure that you catch our interviews with moms sharing their journey through motherhood, and then come back and catch the recaps. Last week, I sat down with my friend and fellow mom of four, Virginia Duan, and we talked about everything from homeschooling and dismantling a lot of the myths behind homeschooling to her being a super fan of BTS, the K-pop band. And she may have just convinced me a little bit in a separate conversation to be a small fan of theirs too. I will admit that I have binged a little bit of YouTube on BTS after she schooled me on it. But the thing that really stood out for me in this episode is her talking about her midlife crisis and having to confront the anger that was building up for her and her just kind of shutting down in life and her dealing with that, figuring out where it was coming from, her relationship with her father, and confronting it head on so that she could become a better mother, wife, person, because she realized she had become so angry and bitter and she just didn't know why. And so she went to a therapist and spent the better part of the year dealing with her anger. And anyone that does that, I have the ultimate respect for, because that is scary, hard, dirty, emotional work that many people are not brave enough to do. And I can't blame those people because it's scary, man. It is really, really scary to have to confront your stuff and own your stuff. Because there are many, many of us that have been traumatized, victimized, abused, abandoned. So many things that happened when we were children that you had no say-so over. You are purely a victim, no say-so over. You're a child. You don't really have the power. And unfortunately, things may have happened to you that are now coming up to the surface. And the thing that I have to say about that, that may not be taken well by everybody, it may be a little bit triggering, is no matter what happened to you as a child, if it begins to affect you as an adult, affect your parenting, your marriage, no matter how painful, how hurtful it is up to you to do the work to deal with it because it is affecting your life. And you could have been in a extremely traumatic situation. And that work is going to be so hard and it may take a long time to deal with, but we can't expect for the person who victimized you or traumatized you or angered you or abandoned you, you can't wait on that person to acknowledge, apologize, accept whatever it is you want from that person. It most likely will not happen. It may, but it most likely won't. And so it is up to you to deal with the trauma so that you can move on. And maybe it's just anger, but to move on and to release that so that it is not affecting your day-to-day life. And I have to admit, I have not experienced major trauma in my childhood. And so I may not fully understand all of the pain that comes along with confronting that. But I mean, most people have had anger at some level with their parents. And you have to confront it at some point. And I don't want to belittle anyone's experience in any way. I have many friends who have shared some terrible, terrible situations that they dealt with as children. And I have held their hand through the process of dealing with it or been there for them when they just want to be vulnerable and have someone's shoulder to cry on. But it is up to us as individuals to deal with our own trauma, pain, anger, abandonment, all of those issues. Because at the end of the day, it's affecting our lives. It is making you less happy, you less productive, you not as the parent you want to be. And so no matter how hard or difficult or scary it may be, you have to start taking the steps to deal with it. And maybe that is confronting the person that did whatever it may be to you. Maybe it's having a conversation or writing a letter. And even if you're not going to send it, writing it down and confronting the thing that triggered this pain for you or whatever it may be. Maybe it is calling your parent up and letting them know, you know, I felt like as a child, you didn't really see me for who I was, and I was always fighting you to be the person that you wanted me to be and be the person that I wanted to be, or I didn't feel like I had your approval. Maybe it is having that conversation. Maybe it's going to therapy. There's so many ways to deal with it, and it's layered. It's going to rev up, and then you'll think you're okay, and then it will come back up for you and confront you. Just in the moment when you think that you're over it, something else will trigger things for you. And frankly, having children and becoming a mother can bring up so much past trauma, anger, and sometimes the things that our children do unknowingly trigger those things. And we don't want to have our fears or our anger or whatever the case may be hurt our children. You don't want to continue the cycle. And it may just be that you end up parenting out of fear, or it may just be that you regret things, and so you take that out on your children because maybe they have the thing that you never had. Now, actually, on Black Love, remember hearing Tamia and Grant Hill's interview, and she was saying how she really had an issue for a while, a little bit of jealousy towards the relationship that her husband had with her daughters. And she realized that it was because her father wasn't around and she never had that relationship. And that eventually she had to deal with that so that she was not hindering or hurting the beautiful relationship that her husband was building with her daughters. I mean, there's just so many things that can come up. And I hate to be so heavy for some of these episodes, but I think these are some issues that we have to bring up because these are things that we just want to squash away and tuck away and put in the closet and not deal with. Or we deal with it in private, and there are some people in so much pain because you think you are alone in dealing with that pain, or the fact that you had a terrible childhood, or your parent abandoned you, or so many different stories. But there are so many of us that share a similar story, and I always feel the more that we share our stories, the less that we allow shame to fester and the more we're able to heal. Because I guarantee you, and I say this so many times on this podcast, there is somebody out there that is or has been on the same journey that you're on. So it's a vulnerable space, and it's a hard thing to do, and they're hard conversations to have. But if you want to move beyond the pain, beyond the anger, it's a must. And I'm not saying like jump into the deep end of this head on and no matter what and just do it all at once. Maybe it's one step at a time, telling someone your story, writing that letter, making that phone call, scheduling that therapy appointment. Whatever it is, if you are dealing with hurt, anger, pain right now, and it is affecting your mothering, your relationship, your friendships, whatever it's affecting, own it, recognize it, admit it, and that just take the first step. Because at the end of the day, it is really about taking care of you, being a better you, feeling better about your life, yourself, becoming healthier mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, so that you can be the mom you want to be, the wife you want to be, the girlfriend you want to be, the sister, the daughter, whatever the case may be. It's really about caring for yourself and allowing yourself the space to live your best life and to release the things that may be hurting you and holding you down in anger. Because is that really how we want to live our life? And I'm going to admit that this episode was really difficult for me to record. I recorded it quite a few times because I don't ever want to minimize anyone's pain or experience or to take away from any of that. I always want to acknowledge people where they are and what they are feeling, but I also want to push people to share their stories, to find ways to be happier and healthier. And sometimes you have to go like the really long way through the painful, hard path to get to the higher, better you. And so sometimes that's really uncomfortable. And maybe this conversation was really uncomfortable for you and triggered you, and you feel like nobody understands what you've been through and the victim that you are, and somebody does. Whatever your situation is, somebody else has been there. But I want you to start taking the steps to that happier you. And I just hope that Virginia's story and this conversation encourage you to take the next step. And if you have done this work, you give yourself a pat on the back, because that's some hard, difficult, hurtful work. And I'm sure you are still on the journey, and you know it's going to come back, and maybe things will be good and great, and then it'll go back down, but it's a journey. And that's what this is all about. Sharing those journeys and being open about those journeys. And I hope that someone hears this and Virginia's story and can start a new, better journey of their own, or appreciate the journey that they've been on. All right, mamas, I will see you next week on the Mom Forum podcast. Please join us over on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Mom Forum, or come give us a visit on our site, themom-forum.com, to read our new blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. Thank you, and we will see you the next time on The Mom Forum.